It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones want foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Thursday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Circus Sports Studio, it is January 25th of 2024. Hope your day's going well. We got an ambitious agenda laid out like usual. Details forthcoming. First things first, however you are tuned in, appreciate it very much. Your options, 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. You can and should follow us on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter, X, at RealColbert. And if you're on Facebook, type in 1650 The Fan on the Zuck machine. You'll find us and just hammer that like button. You'll get more local and statewide sports content as a result in that Facebook feed or that X feed for that matter. Make sure that you bookmark the website. That's where a lot of that content originates from, 1650thefan.com. Local, statewide content, national sports content, news, information about our promotions, our broadcast calendar. You'll want to make it a regular stop for yourself if you haven't already. Join the many, many people who have made the wise decision to bookmark 1650thefan.com and make it a part of their daily browsing of the World Wide Web. Make sure that you dial me up if you ever feel compelled to do so. Don't be shy. Any questions or comments for the program, 319-277-1918. 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. If you'd prefer, you can email address Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. Questions or comments, of course. And perhaps if you'd like to hear from a certain someone or about a certain something on a future show, let me know. Open to suggestions, by all means. And just know that if you email the show, that your email may get read on the air. So try to keep your profanities to a minimum. All right, coming up today on the show, we'll get to area sports news and scores for your Thursday. Plenty to get to in the stack. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Thursday, looking into tomorrow and Saturday. We'll come back in the next segment, segment number two of today's show, and the coach, ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, our good friend, will join us and do what we usually do. We hit on all of it: Iowa, Iowa State, UNI, and Drakeman's basketball, and there is a lot to talk about right now. I mean, we are in the thick of the college basketball season as conference races are evolving, and very much looking forward to catching up with Coach Lehman in the next segment of today's show. Follow Coach on X at K Lehman Sports. That is L-E-H-M-A-N Sports, K Lehman Sports on X. After we're done with Coach Lehman, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, Get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim during that break. Come back on the other side in segment three and got a lot of audio that I want to bring you. Iowa State coach T.J. Otzelberger, Iowa State women's basketball coach Bill Finley, Drake coach Darren DeVries, Fran McCaffrey, and if time permits, since I wasn't here yesterday, Beth Goetz, the new Iowa athletic director, some audio from her as we talked about that press conference on Tuesday when David Eicholt joined the show, but we can hear from the new AD, Beth Goetz herself. As long as I don't go too long here, probably at the start of the show, we'll be able to squeeze that in later. So that's the plan for segment number three. After we're done there, of course, we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, and Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary in that last break. Come back for a final time on a Thursday at that point and wrap up the show. So that's what's on the agenda, boys and girls. As far as what I got my eye on, I mean, a couple things for me right now is how about all the Iowa and Iowa State players poised to be a part of these AFC and NFC championship games? Brock Purdy and George Kittle with the 49ers, David Montgomery, Jack Campbell, Sam Laporta with the Lions, Charlie Kolar, Tyler Linderbaum, Geno Stone with the Ravens. A lot of names to follow and very much looking for. I mean, without those guys, I like these matchups. I hope that it's good football on Sunday, but man, talk about adding a lot of intrigue. And we talked a little bit about Brock Purdy on Monday when John Walters, who formerly was the play-by-play voice for Brock Purdy when he was an Iowa State Cyclone, of course. So looking forward to that on Sunday. Also, I can't help myself. I'm keeping my eye on the not-so-hot stove of Major League Baseball's offseason and have talked a couple times, I think, during this Major League Baseball offseason that, man, I wish there was some way that some deadlines could be put in place because it's another one of those offseasons. I think I had read earlier today that it was six offseasons ago when a number of free agents that everybody knew were ultimately going to sign somewhere, remained unsigned at this juncture of the offseason, late January, early February. Of course, you've got pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training in about 2.5 weeks. That's typically around Valentine's Day is when that happens. And so, you go, well, yeah, the deadline thing sounds great, but if you're a player or somebody who's fighting on behalf of the players and the players' union, you're just never going to go for that. I mean, I cannot dream up a structure that the players' union would sign off on. And so you're going, well, how does this get fixed? Well, I don't know if it can. And it especially can't when you have these agents, one in particular, who operates with a lot of ego, a good amount of it deserved. But Jeff Passan at ESPN, I had seen a snippet of what he had written today talking about the, quote, Boris Four. Scott Boris, Major League Baseball super agent. He is the preeminent agent, if you don't know. He's got the top four guys still left in free agency. The guys that are headlining this group of free agents that, of course, in any other more normal offseason, what I've already signed by now. But this is what Scott Boris does. He asks for a lot of money for his clients. In most cases, I would say more than what they deserve. And he will wait. And he will wait. And he will get his clients to convince them to wait with him. And he's done so with Blake Snell, the reigning National League Cy Young Award winner, remains unsigned. Jordan Montgomery, the left-handed starting pitcher from the Rangers, who was outstanding in the World Series. Toronto Blue Jays, third baseman Matt Chapman, a great two-way player, really slick at the hot corner. And, of course, Cody Bellinger, who had a bounce-back season last year with the Cubs, but was absolutely dreadful two seasons before that, had fallen completely off to where the Dodgers could have brought him back, and they said, thanks, but no thanks. And so, Passan had written today that Boris wants in the neighborhood of $200 million for Snell, 175 for Bellinger, 150 for Montgomery, and 125 for Chapman. And I've read these numbers before, and teams aren't budging. I mean, short of an owner getting involved and overstepping his president of baseball operations or general manager, whatever the hierarchy is, however they title it, Scott Boras is bad for baseball right now. But then again, you get into this moral dilemma if you really want to get into these weeds and go, well, whose side am I on? The player? You know, the millionaire or the billionaire? Whose side am I on? And kind of it's like, I'm not really on either side. You know whose side I'm on? Baseball fans. Figure it out, guys. Millionaires and billionaires. I don't really have much sympathy for either of you. I don't. Figure it out. Get something signed. What's the difference between signing a contract worth $175 million or $140 million? I know, it's $35 million, okay? But is your life that much better because of that? And you're getting to the point now where I think it brings in question your ability to start the season firing on all cylinders. If you were already signed with a team, you would have an iPad. Every team gives you an iPad now with all their proprietary information. And they would have built a plan for you on how to best ramp up, not only in spring training, but in the offseason. And it's not that these guys don't have the knowledge to do that on their own, but it would be more fine-tuned. So I continue to be bothered by it. I wish that there was a way to figure this out to make the hot stove hot again, but I'm not happy with Scott Boras. I don't think the way he does business is good for baseball. Then again, he's far from the only one that you could point a finger at, but there you go. That's a long way of telling you I don't know what the hell to do about that, but I'm going to bitch about it anyways. So, all right, let's get into it. Area sports news and scores for your Thursday. This evening in Metro basketball, Waterloo West is hosting Waterloo East for a girl-boy varsity doubleheader. And in a boys' game, Waterloo Christian taking on MFL Marmac at Upper Iowa University. In Metro wrestling, Cedar Falls has a duel at Cedar Rapids Xavier. Waterloo West does at Iowa City West. And Waterloo East is hosting a double duel with Hampton Dumont Cal and Marshalltown. Freshman Milan Momchilovich had a game-high 19 points as 23rd-ranked Iowa State held off Kansas State. 78-67 last night at Hilton Coliseum. You heard it right here on The Fan. Keyshawn Gilbert added 15 points and 13 rebounds for the Cyclones, who extended their home winning streak to 12 games. Kansas State erased an early second-half lead by the Cyclones, tying the score on five different occasions. Deadlocked at 61, Hassan Ward put Iowa State back on top for good, with a dunk with 4 minutes remaining. A three-pointer from Curtis Jones extended it to a five-point lead on the following possession. The Cyclones now 15-4 overall and 4-2 in the Big 12. The Iowa State women's basketball team dropped its second game in a row at Kansas, 60-58 last night. Tight game throughout. Score was tied at 23 at halftime. Jayhawks were up 41-40 going into the fourth quarter. Iowa State had a one-point lead with just over 2 minutes left but didn't score again until a meaningless three-pointer with 1 second left in the game. Iowa State now 6-2 in the Big 12, 12-6 overall. Audie Crooks led the Clones with 25. Jameer Young converted a tie-breaking layup with 2 seconds left as Maryland rallied for a 69-67 Big Ten win over Iowa last night at Carver-Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Tony Perkins tied the game at 67 apiece with two free throws with 28 seconds remaining. Iowa led 34-28 at the half, but the Terrapins shot 54% from the floor in the second half. Perkins did lead Iowa with 20 points. He was 11-for-11 at the free throw line. Freshman Owen Freeman added 14 points and 9 rebounds before fouling out. Iowa now 3-5 in Big Ten play. The Wartburg basketball teams traveled to Luther last night. The 13th-ranked Wartburg women defeated the Norse 78-64. Knights now 10-0 in conference play, 17-2 overall. Luther used a big second half to win the men's game, 80-59. The Knights now 2-8 in the arc. The UNI women's basketball team is at Illinois State tonight. Panthers looking to bounce back after a home loss to Belmont on Sunday that dropped their conference record to 4-2. Illinois State is 4-3 in Valley play, but has won all of their MVC games at home. Game time is at 6:30 this evening. Pregame coverage begins on 106.5 Corn Country at 6:15. UNI football has added a matchup with Valpo to its 2024 schedule, rounding out a 12-game slate for the upcoming season. UNI and Valpo match up on Saturday, August 31st, week one inside the Unidome, the first ever meeting between the two programs. Time of kickoff for the game is to be announced. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, VSiN action update, and a forecast. We'll come back, talk Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Bulldogs, and Panthers with ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman. That's next, right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Beyer.
Breaking news in the NFL as another head coaching vacancy appears to be filled. Multiple reports say the Atlanta Falcons will name Rams defensive coordinator Raheem Morris as their head coach. Morris is familiar with Atlanta, was an assistant to Dan Quinn when the team went to Super Bowl 51. And in fact, Morris took over as the Falcons' interim head coach when Quinn was dismissed during the 2020 season. He also had 3 years on his resume as the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers more than a decade ago. Raheem Morris set to become the new head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. The Carolina Panthers are hiring Buccaneers offensive coordinator Dave Canales to be their head coach. That leaves two vacancies left in the National Football League for head coaching jobs. That's in Seattle and with the Commanders. 49ers wide receiver Deebo Samuel limited in practice today, according to his head coach Kyle Shanahan, because of that shoulder injury. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, Niners teammates Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy, plus Josh Allen and Dak Prescott are the five finalists for the NFL's MVP award.
This is the University of Northern Iowa football coach Mark Farley. Here's a great game plan. Listen to Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson on 1650 The Fan.
In the heart of Cedar Falls, something extraordinary is happening. It's Cedar Falls Community Schools, where every student is celebrated every day. Imagine a place where curiosity is sparked, dreams take flight, and every challenge is an opportunity waiting to be seized. That's the spirit of Cedar Falls Community Schools, a vibrant community of learners, thinkers, and doers. The dedicated teachers at Cedar Falls Schools inspire guiding students on a journey of discovery. From classrooms buzzing with creativity to sports fields echoing with cheers,
yeah,
every corner of the Cedar
twice,
Falls School
so it's
District
echoing.
Is alive with the energy of possibility. Cedar Falls Community Schools isn't just an institution, it's a family. Together, they create a foundation for success, preparing their students not just for tests, but for life beyond the classroom.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Family YMCA is a great place for everyone's New Year's resolutions. Take a fitness class, swim some laps, shoot hoops, take a walk on the track, or exercise your heart and muscles in our wellness centers. Kids can learn to swim, play in the clubhouse, get involved
there
in sports
leagues,
or
looks like
or
it's
have
working
fun in our
after-school like
programs. Give the gift of health this year for yourself, family, and friends. The Family YMCA. Strengthening your mind, body, and
90
spirit
seconds.
Every
we'll
day.
Start with Iowa.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Play the free Tums Prop Bites Pool to score big without the burn and win a share of $10,000. TumsPropBites.com.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Maryland with an upset win over Iowa yesterday, 69-67,
check, check,
as a 5.5-point underdog at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Sounded better
it's
without.
Iowa State winning by 11 as a 9-point favorite at home against Kansas State, 78-67. Drake falls at Missouri State 83-80. The Bears with a 7-point underdog. NBA tonight, the Bulls are a 4.5-point dog at the LA Lakers. The Bulls have covered in 6 of their last 7 games at Crypto.com Arena, where the total tonight is 226.5. The Blackhawks are 4-1 at Edmonton. They're minus 535. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett at 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A dense fog advisory begins at 9 p.m. tonight and remains in effect until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Isolated rain showers likely with fog tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 33, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for isolated showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 36. Cloudy skies will fog early. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 35 degrees.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
I hope Coach Lehman can hear me. Hold on, Coach. Hold on. I got to get this all teed up here. I see you're on the call. You were gone for a while, so you're getting me all scared here right before we come back from the commercial break. But welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. And, yes, I think he's there. ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman joins us now. We got a lot to talk about. Iowa, Iowa State, you and I, and Drake men's hoops as these conference races continue to heat up. Coach Lehman, are you there?
I'm here, dude. My tablet blew up after the Indiana State-Murray State game, so I had to buy a new one, and evidently my Google Meet has not been set up on the new tablet.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, maybe we'll get it set up now. So it seems to be working just fine. That's great. I think we got to start with the Iowa Hawkeyes. As much as I was locked into Drake, Missouri State last night, and then flipped over to Iowa State, Kansas State, I know you were watching the Hawks closely, and what a dramatic finish at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Jameer Young from Maryland hits a game-winning layup, 69-67. The Terrapins get out of Iowa City with a win last night, Coach Lehman. And what I want to know most is, did Maryland win this game or did Iowa lose this game?
I'm going to say the young man you just talked about, Jameer Young, won it. He had 8 of their last 8 points. And did you see it? Because it was the Hawkeye defense at its finest.
ended up seeing the highlight, and I know what you mean there. That's dripping with sarcasm talking about that Hawkeye defense.
Well, I'll tell you what, he had a step back 3 that even you couldn't have guarded. But the next, that 38-second possession, I think I was in a zone, and they screened the top of it, and you and I could have hit that shot, dude. That was a wide open 3 late in the last, 38 seconds. Come on, guard somebody. And then the game winner, that's just a simple ball screen. It wasn't even a post ball screen. It was a perimeter ball screen, and the guy gets all the way to the glass on that untouched.
What are you running? What are they running zone for when they've never been able to rebound out of a zone? And you got to be able to rebound the ball late in the game. I mean, do you have the slightest idea why they might have been in a zone?
Probably because Owen Freeman was fouled out. I got no idea. I want you to go watch it because you're a basketball knowledgeable person. I think it was a zone. For a second, I thought it was a box of 1, but I think it was a zone when that 38-second 3 went up, because they screened the top of it, and there was a gap you could drive a semi through on that wing to knock that 3 down, partner. But last 12-4. Freeman fouls out. They get outscored 12-4 down the stretch. Oof. As Eldon Miller would always say to me, that's a nice team. We got a nice team. And there's nothing worse than having a nice team. Because nice team gets your butt beat. And Iowa's got a nice team, partner.
It's just a nice team. You make some great points. And, it really did start to go south after Owen Freeman fouled out. And that makes me think to ask you, Coach Lehman, about Iowa's loss, a recent loss against Purdue, where after the game, Fran McCaffrey, I can't remember exactly what the question was about, but he mentioned that he thought his freshman Owen Freeman, who had won Freshman of the Week however many times that he has now, a number of them, would get more calls. But, I mean, you're going up against Edie, the preeminent big man in college basketball. What's that like as a coach when you know you're probably not going to get as many whistles as maybe you deserve, but then again, it's going to reach a point maybe where you're going to blow your top.
Coach Fran blowing his top? Come on, buddy.
Relatively speaking to someone a little more mild-mannered like yourself encountering such a scenario.
What do you do with Zach Edey? I mean, that dude, I look, my brother who coached Evan Braun 2 years at Regina, sent me a picture. Evan Braun, and that guy's 6'9". 240, 250. Mm-hmm. He came up to Zach Edey's shoulder. That I mean, this guy is a freak of nature, Zach Edey. His ability to score it, to pass it, to rebound it. Player of the year in my mind. I don't know if there's a lot you can do. Because you bring that backside defender, he comes up to his waist. That's just a tough. That's just a tough one to hold. But back to Hawks, they got to go to Michigan now. They got to go to Indiana. This is not looking good for the Hawkeyes.
Well, come on now, Michigan and Indiana—they're not great, especially Michigan. And as much as I've wondered aloud about this not looking like a tournament team that Iowa has this year, I've seen a little bit of Indiana, seen enough of Michigan to know. Okay, fine. They're road games. We know how tough that is in conference play, but we can't. You got to give the Hawkeyes a puncher's chance, right? I mean, maybe more than that. I mean, Michigan and Indiana aren't great, like I said.
Oh yeah, I give them a puncher's chance, but that's just what you just said is epitomizes the Big Ten: Purdue, Wisconsin, maybe Illinois, and then throw the rest in the bag, partner. I don't know what you got.
Okay.
So are those wins going to get your net up there where you're going to get an NCAA bid? I don't know.
Yeah, I had David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com on Tuesday. He told me, and I don't think I had really even asked. He said he didn't think it at this point this is an NCAA tournament team that Fran McCaffrey has. So I said that I didn't think they looked like one, but I'd reserve to have my mind change, and I've been fence riding on this for a while now, Coach.
All right, we got to talk about the elephant in the room. Fran McCaffrey, 14 years. Attendance last night was what, 8,000 announced?
Yeah.
Okay, Caitlin Clark, I don't care what time they play. I don't care how cold it is. It's full.
Yeah.
Go back to Tom Davis. I remember what happened there. It was year number 13. They get the NIT bid. Georgia Tech comes to Carver Hawkeye. About 3,000 people showed up. That was the end of the end. The beginning of the end was when he didn't get Rafe LaFrenz recruited.
Yeah.
But the end of the end was that Georgia Tech game. So the elephant in the room, is this an Iowa team? We're getting kind of, are fans getting tired of this thing? And, the environment there is not good.
And Fran doesn't have his buddy, Gary Barta, to have his back anymore.
Well, and I do know this. Beth Getz is meeting with some former players. I do that black and gold with Kent McClausen. They're trying to change the seating to get the students more involved. Because right now, you got them hidden in that end zone where they're not a factor at all. Do it like they do at Michigan State. Give them the lower bowl. Do what they do at Iowa State, man. Just make it a fan-friendly environment for the students. They don't even show up anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, who can blame them? And the thing is that the adults, the paying adults for these games, they haven't demonstrated a level of fandom that, like, they should just have the unquestionable right to those lower bowl seats, like you mentioned, because that always causes consternation within a fan base is when arenas get reseated, either the band and or the students or the adults get pissed off.
Cole, you got to do it, though. I mean, it's going nowhere right now. The good doctor who's next to the TV the TV booth there, he needs to stay because he's, I like that kid. It's on him.
You stopped a little short of where I thought you were going because you say, let's talk about the elephant in the room. You teed up with Tom Davis and what meant the end of the road for him. I bring up Beth Getz not being Gary Barta, and then we U-turn to reseating Carver Hawkeye. I thought we were going to talk about Fran McCaffrey being on the hot seat.
Oh, he's not hot seat. He's got a contract for another 6 years, I believe.
Yeah, money talks.
This is a very nice team. I don't think one nice team that doesn't qualify the NCAA tournament gets you bumped after this past Dr. Tom is the all-time leading win leader. And, they've had issues in the NCAA tournament, obviously. Never got past the first, got to the second weekend. But it is what it is, buddy. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, the fan attendance is what's got me just – I don't understand it. Because I remember going up to the old hill there. It was 10 below to get in the old field house. The game was canceled the day before because of a blizzard. I trudged up there. That place was packed, the old field house. I'm talking, get off my lawn stuff. But those were the good old days, man. Bob Knight coming to town, Lute Olson. Isaiah Thomas, we would have walked through freaking 10 miles through the snow and the snow drifts uphill both ways into that game.
ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, our guest right now on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Well, here's the other side of that coin. Hilton Coliseum. It was bumping last night in Ames, and the Cyclones extended their home winning streak to 12 games with a 78-67 win over a really good Kansas State team. Hassan Ward, Curtis Jones, Milan Momchilovic, all with big buckets late. It was a 13-1 run that the Cyclones used late to close out the Wildcats last night. That's a big Big 12 win, Coach Lehman, because, I mean, it's such a tough conference. You get a win like that against Kansas State, that's big time.
Well, they need that momentum. And to my point, you said a raucous Hilton Coliseum. Yeah, the fans come to those games. Why can't they come to Carver Hawkeye? But let's go back to the – I digress here. KU coming to town, big one. Then you go on the road, Baylor at Texas. Yeah, anyone in the Big 12 is huge. A little dust up there between Jerome Tang and T.J. Altsberger. I'm not sure the backstory of what happened there. I don't know if you heard or not, but there's some words during that game.
Yeah, I think somebody in the crowd may have thrown something at him.
Oh, okay. And Jerome Tang's a good dude. I've had their games a couple times. He's, you know, that Baylor Scott Drew coaching tree, like it or not, he's putting dudes out there. Grant McCaslin at Texas Tech, Jerome Tang here at where he's at, Kansas State, and there's another one that came out of there too. But I mean, it's he's a good dude. He's done some good things. Remember, he's grabbed the microphone a couple times and told the Kansas State,
yeah,
hey, this is not appropriate behavior.
Yeah, yeah. When it comes to Iowa State, they're off to a solid start in the Big 12. But if you're going to look at this team go through this team with a fine-tooth comb, it seems to me, Coach Lehman, that the question is a similar one that's existed with the last two T.J. Altsberger teams. Is there enough perimeter shooting? And it seems like if there is, there's just enough. What do you think? Do you think that's a big one to keep an eye on here for this Iowa State team?
Well, I knew you were going that direction because that's the direction we all go with this Iowa State team. They are tough as nails at defense. You got to earn anything you get. They're going to create some points off their turnovers. They're going to crash the offensive glass. Yeah, they're dependent on a freshman, Momchilovic, to make threes for them. We're seeing some signs from Keyshawn Gilbert that he can make them. Curtis Jones, can they get that thing going more? I think for them to advance throughout the NCAA tournament, we're getting, you know, where we're going to start talking about that type of thing. That's their big Achilles heel. Can they consistently make threes? Because we know they're going to defend. We know they're going to rebound. We know they're going to out-tough you on 50-50 balls. Can they make threes consistently?
Yeah, they become incredibly more difficult to play against when they're making threes, given everything else you just described that they do on a consistent basis. All right, let's go to the Missouri Valley Conference. I told you I was locked in on that Missouri State-Drake game last night down in Springfield and just was pretty shocked by what I saw take place in the second half. Drake just melts down, loses 83-80 in double overtime. Bulldogs led by 16 in the first half, Coach. And I just saw offense that really wasn't offense in the second half. It was a lot of standing around, watching Tucker try to do something or throw it into Brody. And Brody was good in the first half, but it got late in that second half. He was forcing things. And it just seems like this Drake team that maybe their talent level, their skill level, it can kind of go both ways for them. I just get the impression from the times I've watched them, Coach Lehman, that they'll kind of freestyle at times offensively. It's not come down, call set, come down, get into base offense. That they'll freestyle, and a lot of times it works great, and they bury teams. But other times, it goes like it did last night. And last night, it really caught up to them. It caught up to them all the way. What about you?
Well, I had them at Belmont where they had the same issues. Got very stagnant. Last night, 23 second half points. When they're clicking and humming, they're really hard to guard, and they're a rhythm team. But if you can get them slowed down, and I saw this one coming because I said, you know, Missouri State is really, really talented. they're going to beat some people. That's the last place you want to take a team when you're at the top of the standings, because that is a talented team. And somebody said this the other day. If they would have played last week, Missouri State would have been the eighth seed. So say you're the number one seed waiting for that 8-12 game. Here comes Missouri State at you. Your first game as the number one seed, that's a team you don't want to play. They are dangerous. They've underachieved, but they have the talent. And Alston Mason goes off for 36 against the Bulldog defense. So there was the one of the other problems besides the stagnant offense.
I tell you what, if Evansville ended up in that eight spot and they get Hum Rickus back, or Hum Rickhouse,
they can beat
teams in the Valley, just about anybody. I was impressed with them Tuesday night at McLeod Center.
I think you can say that about 10 teams, everyone except UIC and Valpo.
Yeah.
Are teams in that tournament. Oh, we're seeing some separation here, though. Cole, what I've seen, and I've seen every team in person except Evansville. So Indiana State definitely at the top. Then you got that Drake, Bradley, Northern Iowa in that next group. Then after that, I think there's probably a little line of demarcation. Mm-hmm. Big weekend here. Because, you know, as my son pointed out, if you and I would win at Drake and Bradley lose to Indiana State, you and I is in a three-way tie for second, only one game out of it.
Yeah.
Out of Indiana State.
And the Panthers have won 9 of 10 right now. As I mentioned, right. they beat Evansville Tuesday night. They got a really hard-earned win this past Saturday at home against a good Southern Illinois team. This just seems like another Ben Jacobson team that identified where it needed to improve. It has improved, figured out a lot about itself, and I think moving forward, I go back to what you said about the Iowa Hawkeyes. Start of the season, late November, you go, Jake's got a nice team. This team's playing better, and they're playing with an edge to them, Coach. I think it's just a matter of how much they can sharpen that edge.
Yeah, I think they found out that you just can't go out there and play. You got to have that edge. You got to have that grit to you. Big two-game stand here for Panthers at Drake, at Bradley. When we talk next week, we'll know how good this team is and if it's going to be a factor or can – I don't think they can catch Indiana State. Bradley might be able to beat him in there at the Holman Center. I got that game on Saturday, but I think we'll know more about you and I after these next two, if they are really humming or is this just a blip that they've won all these games.
Would you say Indiana State 1, Drake 2, or Indiana State 1A, Drake 1B?
I would say Indiana State A, Drake, and Bradley. Whatever heck you said about B.
Well, like, is Indiana State, would you say that Indiana State, by enough of a margin, they're the number one team. Whoever's next isn't 1B. They're number two.
Yes, but Bradley, now, when they lost to Indiana State at home, they got that thing down to single digits. Indiana State had deer in the headlights in the second half. Hickman went down with the ankle injury. They lost their last four games. He came back. They haven't lost since.
Yeah.
This is going to be a huge game here at the Holman Center, and we'll all be wearing goggles. Just like Robbie Avila, and we're putting a pair of goggles on the 12-foot Larry Bird statue out front of the Holman Center.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. All right. Tune in, dude. What?
Tune in.
Okay.
I'm calling the upset right now. I think Bradley's got the chance to get this one.
I watched Bradley Murray State, and Hickman is playing real well.
He came back after ankle injury and hit his first 5 threes against Valpo, 6-for-9. The next game, he goes 6-for-11. He was, and Dean is smoking it.
Yeah.
He's really, those two are really playing well.
Yeah. Dean's shooting it better.
Can you deal with Robbie Avila is the question, because this guy is a unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw that stat today. He's the centers with over 4 games, only like 30, 27 in the last 30 years have averaged more than 3. The dude's averaging 4.2 assists. Cameron Krutwig type assist numbers.
He's a point center. That term gets thrown around too much. He's a genuine point center.
I tell you what, Taylor Cartwright could not make threes. This cat is making threes at 44%.
Yeah.
It is a matchup freaking nightmare when you guard Indiana State.
I know people would kill me, especially anybody. I always joke I'm one of 19 NBA fans in the state of Iowa, but he's the closest thing the Valley has to Nikola Jokic, the reigning MVP who plays for the Nuggets.
partner, I've got my ESPN guys trying to call him. What is that? The Joker?
Yeah, the Joker.
The Joker. And I'm like, dude, I don't watch the NBA. I'm not using a reference. I don't know. But I'm going to use it now since you just qualified that one. Jokic. Is this the guy from Denver Nuggets?
Yeah, Nikola Jokic. His nickname's the Joker. He's won two MVPs now, Coach.
Does he got a beer gut like Robbie does?
He's got a dad bod, I think is what the kids would say.
I love this kid, man. He played Sunday Church League with that gut hanging out. But can this cat play? Whoa, man, can he play?
Yeah, he's a hell of a player. Coach, I went way too long with you. Great stuff as always, and we'll catch up again soon.
All right, buddy. You have a good day.
You later. Too. ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, kind enough to join us on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. All right, we got to take this break. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up. On the other side, a whole bunch of audio to bring to you. TJ Otzelberger, Darren DeVries, Fran McCaffrey, among others. That's next right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Governor Kim Reynolds says she had no role in the investigation of alleged illegal sports betting among college athletes at Iowa State and Iowa. During an interview with Radio Iowa today, Reynolds said state law requires the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation through the Iowa Department of Public Safety to monitor sports gaming in the state. Court documents released this week allege a whistleblower in the DCI says he was misled about the investigation and asked to be reassigned after another agent congratulated him for getting an athlete to confess.
This is probably going to end up in the court, so I'm going to have to be very careful with what I, you know, how I respond to that, but ultimately we'll get some answers.
College basketball tonight, the Drake women take the lead in the Missouri Valley Conference on the road to Bradley. The Bulldogs have won eight straight. They're 7-0 in conference play. UNI's on the road tonight to take on Illinois State. The Panthers 4-2 in the Valley. This is Radio Iowa.
Don't miss the most innovative ag technology that exists today on display in Des Moines at the Iowa Ag Expo, the third largest indoor ag show in the U.S., January 30th through February 1st. Check out all the latest technology in row crop and livestock production, robotics, and more at the brand new Innovation Hubs. Mark your calendar. That's January 30th through February 1st. Register online at iowaagexpo.com to get your tickets in advance and save $5. See you in Des Moines. The Iowa Ag Expo is sponsored in part by Farm Credit Services of America and Ag Direct.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Cole Bear, host of Cole & Company for Circus Sports. This week, I've got my eye on Saturday's Big 12 men's basketball showdown between Iowa State and Kansas. And I'll make my wager no place other than the world's largest sports book in Las Vegas, Circus Sports. The Circus Sports app is now available in Iowa and offers sports betting the way it should be. Circus Sports doesn't limit players based on their winnings, and instead of paying the book minus 115 or minus 120 splits, Circus strives for minus 110 splits on straight bets and on parlays. I'm telling you, Circus Sports really is sports betting the way that it should be. Not to mention best-in-class customer service with no chatbots. Visit CircusSports.com and download the app now and join me, Cole Bear, on the world's largest sports book. If you or someone you may know have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. Procter & Gamble delivers quality products from brands that you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and cleaning supplies. Right now at Menards, get a $10 mail-in rebate with a purchase of $40 or more on qualifying Procter & Gamble products. Prices good through January 28th.
Save big money at Menards.
Iowa Metal Recycling keeps our environment clean while providing fair and competitive pricing for your metal materials. Residential and industrial customers welcome, big or small. Locally owned Iowa Metal Recycling provides free commercial container service in the Cedar Valley. If you have metal materials, don't dispose. Recycle with Iowa Metal Recycling and get immediate payment. Across from City Hall on North Evans Road in Evansdale, Iowa Metal Recycling. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Learn more at iowametalrecycling.com.
I'm Roger from Metro Transmission and Auto Repair. We've been servicing cars and trucks for over 35 years, and our customers know us for low prices and quality work. From oil changes to brakes to transmission work, we'll get you back on the road with confidence, and we won't sell you a repair you don't really need. So if your car or truck is not running as it should be, bring it to Metro Transmission and Auto Repair on West 10th between Jefferson and 218 in Waterloo.
Cole and Company on 1650 The Fan.
They don't typically get that much production from the bench. Here's Lipsy splitting a double team, driving, reverse layup, going to the foul. Count the bucket for Taman Lipsy, and he'll go to the line.
Yeah, welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. That was two of Taman Lipsy's 8 points last night in Iowa State's 78-67 win over Kansas State. 23rd-ranked Cyclones now 4-2 in the Big 12. The teams combined for 46 fouls last night and 62 free throws.
What I did feel like happened over the last few minutes, and we could sense it in the huddle, is the toughness, the togetherness, and the resolve with our guys to find a way to separate and get a win in a game. You don't play all that well. It's so important. And in this league, every night's a war. We knew it was going to be that, and fortunate to come out with the W tonight.
That, of course, Iowa State coach T.J. Otzelberger. Kansas State roared back from a 12-point halftime deficit, but the Wildcats never led in suffering their second Big 12 loss.
You know, there's still a mental piece where if that team never gets over the hump and they never claim that lead, I think it has an effect on your confidence. And I think our guys did a great job making sure we bent, but we never broke.
Next up, the Cyclones play host to 7th-ranked Kansas on Saturday. That's going to be an 11:30 pregame here on The Fan, 12:30 tip-off.
And every game in this league is so important, and certainly when you have, you know, games at home, and we know we're going to have a great crowd. So we have a tremendous sense of pride in what we do every night, especially at home. So excited for the opportunity that's coming our way Saturday.
And Coach Otzelberger adds the defense is going to have to be better Saturday against the Jayhawks.
We're still our best when we're playing off generating turnovers and then flowing in transition. We didn't have a great offensive flow or pace. I think a lot of it was they were scoring in the second half more than we would have liked. And so for us, we've got to continue to share the basketball, continue to run physical offense, and that'll be important that we work on that going into Saturday.
Iowa State got a conference win last night. Iowa suffered a Big Ten loss. Jameer Young's layup with just over a second remaining lifted Maryland to a 69-67 win. Hawkeyes went the final 5 minutes and 44 seconds without a basket.
You know, he's a down the stretch guy. He takes all the shots at the end, and that's what really hurts. You know, you got to lose the game if you're going to lose the game with somebody else shooting the ball.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Jameer Young finished with 22 points, 17 coming in the second half, including the last 8 for the Terps.
Yeah, that was disappointing. Did a good job on him in the first half. You know, he's a late game guy, and he gets 8 points down the stretch. That's unacceptable. So disappointed in that, but disappointed in the turnovers. And we turned the ball over. You know, you have a lead late. You got to protect the lead, take care of the ball.
We go to the Drake Bulldogs as they suffered a double overtime loss, 83-80, at Missouri State last night, despite having a 16-point lead in the first half.
In that second half, that's on me. I got us too stagnant and you know, we didn't have as much movement there as we needed to. You know, we didn't get the transition and things that we were getting in the first half. I thought we got bogged down there a little bit.
That, of course, Drake coach Darren DeVries, who will be on this show tomorrow at 5:15 to preview Saturday night's big rivalry game in Des Moines, the Panthers playing at the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs out-rebounded by 11 in that game at Missouri State last night. That halted a 4-game winning streak.
We gave them too many second chances. I mean, that was really a lot of what it boiled down to. We gave up 22 offensive rebounds, and, you know, we held them during the two regulations. They shoot 36%. That's terrific defensively. I mean, that's even with the offensive rebounds. So we just need to do a better job on the glass.
The Bulldogs are now 7-2 in the Missouri Valley Conference, and as I mentioned, play host to rival you and I on Saturday.
You got to wash it quickly. And like I said, now we're going home, and you got an in-state rivalry, and like that'll be intense, and it'll be two teams getting after it. So you got to put it away. Take what you can, learn from it, and then stay laser sharp in our focus and preparation, and just continue to try to be better.
All right, we got to take our final time out. We'll get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary for a Thursday. Come back on the other side and wrap up the show.
I'm Andrew Siciliano with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. After winning the national championship at Michigan just a few weeks ago, Jim Harbaugh is back in the National Football League. He's the new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. Tom Pelissero, Mike Garofolo, and Ian Rappaport all report the two sides have agreed to terms after multiple meetings. He did not get out of the building on Wednesday. 49ers wide receiver Deebo Samuel did not practice Wednesday as he deals with a shoulder injury. Kyle Shanahan said Samuel is improving. Asked what exactly the injury is, he said, quote, his shoulder hurts. In Miami, the Dolphins and defensive coordinator Vic Fangio have mutually agreed to part ways after just one season. Miami's defense, 10th overall under Fangio in his only season. And they are making a change of defensive coordinator in Green Bay as well, as Matt LaFleur decides to fire Joe Barry. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential. Maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Quarterback's the most important position in all of football, maybe in all of sports. If you have elite talent under center, you have a chance to win. So when you have somebody as talented as Justin Herbert, you need to make every moment of their prime count. The LA Chargers took a really good step in that direction yesterday after officially hiring Jim Harbaugh. He's a proven winner. He turned Stanford into a contender, helped mold Andrew Luck, brought the Niners from bottom feeders to the Super Bowl. Also, after years of mediocrity, finally got his alma mater its first national title since 1997. That has all been accomplished through Harbaugh's work with quarterbacks. Luck, a generational talent. He revamped Alex Smith's career, turned Colin Kaepernick into an offensive weapon, and helped mold Michigan's J.J. McCarthy into a potential first-round pick. And if that's the type of result we can expect, the sky's the limit for Justin Herbert and the Chargers. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that will help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Get started, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use the promo code Patrick. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code Patrick, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. For a final time on a Thursday, got to thank ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman for joining today's show. Podcast, if you missed it, available shortly at 1650thefan.com. Hey, you can make dreams come true at the 25th annual charity auction to benefit Magical Mix Kids tomorrow. Doors open at 5 tomorrow for this casual come-as-you-are event at the Hilton Garden Inn in Cedar Falls. Enjoy a meal, desserts, and beer tasting with over 200 silent auction items and a live auction at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $25 in advance and available at RE/MAX Concepts or right here at the station on Shirley Street. Help chronic and terminally ill children in the Cedar Valley by attending the 25th annual charity auction to benefit Magical Mix Kids tomorrow at the Hilton Garden Inn in Cedar Falls. All right, that's a wrap for a Thursday. I will be back tomorrow at 5. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.